You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Ken Croswell, an astronomer, writing in Science News about a discovery called Little Red Dots. Where do they come from? Earliest universe. This is the James Webb Space Telescope picking them up, never seen before. There are lots of them. What are they? They're galaxies. Ken explains the origin of galaxies, our theory about halos and dark matter, gravity, dust, and little red dots. Here's Ken to give you what never existed before the discovery by the James Webb Space Telescope. Little red dots, very close in to the beginning, the bang, 640 million to 1.5 billion years afterward. More of this tonight.
Okay, let me explain how we think galaxies arose, okay? Now, in the very early universe, even before the era of the little red dots, the first steps toward galaxy formation were occurring. In fact, the very first step occurred actually when the universe was not even a second old. There were these quantum fluctuations in the universe that left some regions of the universe slightly more dense than others, okay? And believe it or not, I mean, in the modern universe, a quantum fluctuation is something that's really tiny, okay? And yet, these tiny original fluctuations gave birth to the galaxies, these huge galaxies we see today, and the smaller ones as well. Because here's what happened. Dark matter clumped together into the overdense regions attracted by gravity, okay? And formed what are called dark matter halos. And these dark matter halos grew larger and larger over time as they emerged, as their gravity attracted other dark matter halos. And then gas fell into these dark matter halos, and some of that gas turned into stars. And at that point, we started having luminous galaxies, galaxies that we can actually see at visible wavelengths. So a dark matter halo is simply the very first step toward galaxy formation. And we expect that different dark matter halos are going to spin at different speeds. Some of them will spin faster than others. And according to this new theory, the little red dots form from the slowest 1% of those dark matter halos. The more typical dark matter halos were spinning faster, and so that kept the gas spread out, and the stars that formed from that gas spread out. So that led to more, what you might call more normal galaxies. But these little red dots, according to this theory, formed from those dark matter halos that were spinning very slowly. That allowed gas to funnel very, very tightly into the center of the galaxy, and explains why these little red dots are only typically 1,000 light years across.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.